you just knew that the time was getting to the point where it was right to bring a new dog in the home.
Jim Bowman and his wife Debbie are from Merrill, and they adopted Delilah, a Labrador pit bull mix, from the Humane Society of Marathon County. According to the executive director of the Humane Society, Lisa Leiterman, there has been a 34% increase in the number of pet adoptions in March and April compared to last year. Leiterman also notes that their facility is taking in far fewer animals than usual.
Our intake numbers are down. So we usually aren't in a position where we have more going out than we have coming in.
Right now, the overall population of pets at the facility is lower than it has been in recent memory.
We could probably have on a regular basis between 150 to 200 cats in our facility. Right now, we probably have 50.
Although Leiterman and her staff have concerns that some of the animals may be returned once things get back to normal, they are certainly thrilled that so many animals are finding happy homes. According to Leiterman, people adopt pets for the social, psychological, and even physical advantages they can bring to a home. Bowman has been trying to get more exercise to lose weight, but walking alone did not interest him.
I tried to go walk by myself, and it's just wasn't the same. You know, I told my wife, I was like, other than the health aspects, when I have a dog, I have a purpose for walking, as opposed to just getting out there and walking on my own.
Besides the encouragement to exercise, Delilah brings the Bowmans much-needed companionship during this time when they have been unable to see family and friends.
With the pandemic and the shutdown and everything, all of our family, as far as our grandkids and everything, live up in Woodruff. So, you know, to be on the safe side, we don't see them as often as we'd like anymore. And we just needed some companionship. We don't have our grandkids, you know. We normally get them and keep them for a week or so. And so, you know, we now have another companion in our home.
Delilah has been with the Bowmans for just a few weeks, but she has already become part of the family.
When you adopt a dog, you adopt a responsibility along with it. You know, the dog needs you as well as you need it. You know, they bring something spiritual to your life where, like you said, they're always happy to see you when you come home, and, you know, they're just a good companion to take for walks and just to talk to.
Although the Humane Society of Marathon County has been finding homes for many of its pets, it has to change the way it fundraises. It collects most of its funds through public events, and most of these events had to be canceled. On May 30th, it has a 5K fundraiser scheduled, Run for Your Life. Leiterman and her staff have decided to go forward with a virtual 5K.
Instead, with a virtual run, we still have people register. You still receive a shirt and a running bib. It's just not a chip-timed race. And you map out your own 5K route, like in your own neighborhood, at your favorite park, wherever you want to do it, and you can track your time and then submit it. We'll compile all the results that have been submitted and medals will still be awarded.
Leiterman is hopeful that the Humane Society will still get lots of runners in their virtual race. Although the stay-at-home orders have been lifted in the state of Wisconsin, the Humane Society of Marathon County has decided to keep its doors locked and continue to take care of adoptions by appointment only. For information on how to adopt a pet or participate in the virtual 5K race, visit WXPR.org. For WXPR News, this is Jim Skibo.